Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. We tend to think of the drugs we take as relatively safe, and we have a whole agency dedicated to ensuring in the United States anyway, to ensure that the drugs that people are manufacturing and such are safe. And there's been a huge change in drugs in the last few decades. For a while, up until let's say the early 80s, I think there was most of the drugs were made by the big name pharmaceuticals. And what's happened is that we now have what we call generic drugs, and that's really they're sort of cheaper versions of the same thing. Well, not really, in fact. And what they typically do is that when the drug patent expires or whatever, somebody'll figure out how to make it and then make the same drug available. They have to prove that it's bioequivalent and whatnot. And you would think that there would be some, much more checking than there is. And there's supposed to be. I mean, the Food and Drug Administration is supposed to have oversight over a lot of the stuff. But the reality is that it's a relatively small agency that's tasked with this. The drugs are actually coming in from like all over the world, right? The generic drug business is apparently like somewhat about 90% of the overall drug market, and it's not just necessarily prescriptions, even like the generic versions of Tylenol and Advil and that kind of stuff, right? Generic drugs there too, right? And so now it turns out that there's a whole big scandal around this, and they discovered that there's this one company in India that was falsifying data, right? I mean, they were outright lying about, in their applications to the FDA that they had done, the required testing and that it really was bioequivalent and that it worked in the different conditions that it needed to meet, that it would do all of that. And in a lot of cases, they literally falsified data. And there's this whole story about how we actually found out about this. It had been going on for quite a while, in fact. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's still going on, to be perfectly honest. Just hearing this story. And so there's a whole podcast that I would encourage you to listen to. I do like listening to Peter Attia's podcast. His episodes are very long. If you can tolerate a no agenda episode, you can certainly tolerate this one. But with these drugs, I mean, in some cases, the drugs can be harmful. At best, you hope that if the drug was not manufactured properly, it's at best a placebo, and at worst, it's something else. And so, it's certainly making me think about, drugs. And so I actually have, and I've had to take some drugs, in the last few years. And in fact, I've had to get back on a drug because of blood pressure and other things going on. So I wanted to make sure that's under control. But, now I'm listening to this and I'm like, okay, so, when you go to your typical pharmacy and get, a drug, you don't know exactly who makes it, right? It's one of the, and it could be, a lot of the times in Washington State, they are allowed to substitute a generic equivalent of whatever it is that they're going to prescribe, but the reality is when you go to your typical brick and mortar pharmacy, I don't know if they're testing the drugs to make sure that they are what they're claimed to be selling. You're probably getting them from the cheapest manufacturer, and certainly if you're getting them from your insurance company, they're probably getting it from the cheapest manufacturer. So it just kind of makes you, I just kind of listen to it. And I go, well, Yeah, you know, maybe drugs are not a good thing, and maybe I shouldn't be taking any of this stuff. I'm certainly my goal is to get rid of to get off of all drugs because I'm not really thrilled with the with you know just I've never been thrilled with the idea of taking drugs to begin with. But now that I'm hearing that pretty much there's a lot of a lot of fraud in generic drugs, I'm like, well, I'm going to necessarily do, take a brand name equivalent. I just want to get off of all drugs entirely. I think that's probably the better way. But you have to listen to this podcast. I mean, it was an interview with a lady that actually had done a bunch of investigation. And of course there's, it was information from sources kind of thing. And she had this pretty damning self-assessment report that she talks about that she posted at one of the slides from, but didn't post all of them. Basically it's like a couple of new executives at this company had discovered basically like there's some really shady stuff going on, and they found out, they documented exactly to the extent of it. And the worst part was that everybody's in on it, seems like, because the amount of money that, that's involved in this, right, is just so great. Right. And, the amount of money you can make is substantial. The amount of things that you might do or look the other way on, could become much greater. So that's it's clear, at least in this one case, that was the case. It wouldn't shock me if it was happening in other cases as well. So just be careful out there, and really maybe try not to get the drugs at all. Try to get better. That's certainly what I'm doing. My goal is to be off of all drugs and just do my thing. be around and kick ass for a while. So just be careful out there, guys. If you want to make sure that you're getting that drugs that aren't going to hurt you or at least aren't going to harm you, maybe you have to do a little bit more research, and it's a little more work, but maybe that's worth doing.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.